Hello.
Hello.
Oh. Welcome, Tasteless Dummies. Hello, John.
Hello, Nick.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well. How's it going with you?
Pretty terrible. You interrupted me.
Yeah. I thought you were just saying hi to me. You think I'd know by now, but we always do so many takes, but instead of doing more and more takes,
I wouldn't say hi to you.
Let's just keep rolling with it.
Let's go with it. Today's a day. John didn't ruin it or anything by what he just did.
Totally not.
It's still a day.
It's a day.
We got to move on. I got to find a way.
Please push forward. We'll have a meeting about this after several meetings.
I don't know. John, it looks like you've made a cocktail already.
Here's the deal. Nick's got a thing, but I wanted to start with a thing. Nick.
It's, what's it called?
It is called a paper plane.
What?
Yeah.
I saw what went into it, and that doesn't make any sense. I'm not happy about it.
I mean, the names are nonsensical.
I don't know, not always.
I've got a big liquor cabinet.
The cabinet's big. What's in it is not as full.
It's not as full. I'm adding to it. I've recently added a couple of things. You got me some Drambuie at some point for a rusty nail. That was quite good. What?
Losing my mind. It's okay. Fine.
And so it's fun to try new cocktails. I heard about this one, and I was reluctant because I heard people talking it up. And one of the ingredients is a little expensive, and I was like, well, I don't want to buy a bottle and find out I don't like the drink.
I don't even know how to make a paper plane.
Paper plane.
I don't know. How do you fold it, you know?
Exactly.
I have pieces of paper.
So in this one, I made it by folding together lemon juice, Amaro Nonino, Aperol, and bourbon.
Okay.
In this case, a little Wild Turkey 101, highly underrated.
And that one thing you said was apparently Italian.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was.
Amaro Nonino is Italian. I'm assuming Aperol is too. I'm guessing all of those
Aperol,
are.
Aperol,
right?
I believe, is not. No, I don't think Wild Turkey is Italian.
That sounds Italian. Lemons are Italian.
I don't think Italians would hire Matthew McConaughey to sell their product, so.
It's a Lincoln. Or Lincoln.
He was in Wild Turkey commercials as well.
I know.
Jeez. All right, so I'm triggered.
So Nick's triggered, but hopefully this will wash down your emotions.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's a decent crowd pleaser. It's like a little, it's tart. I mean, a quarter of it's lemon juice.
What crowd would have you part of it? Let's try this.
Chug it.
It smells like Aperol.
It smells like Aperol and Amaro Nonino.
So while he was making this, I kind of tried each of the components.
Yes.
So, two of them for the first time. I mean, I guess I didn't try the
Wild Turkey with the lemon juice.
I've had that. I have lemon juice. I know what that's about.
And it's in equal parts. So it's all 3/4 of an ounce. So it's a very easy cocktail to make.
That's quite lemony.
Yeah. It's like sour.
I think it's pretty good. I do wonder what... I'm more of like a strong alcohol kind of guy. I'm wondering what this would be like if we like halved the lemon. I think the lemon is almost too pronounced for me.
So it is a little bit of a hit or miss with the lemons, because this one is definitely more lemony than usual. So it kind of depends.
It's a strong lemon.
The other thing I've wanted to try, one time I only had limes, and they're like, yeah, it's good with limes. The other thing they said it's good with, grapefruit juice. And I was like, I bet that's good. I don't know. I haven't tried a new cocktail in a while, and I was like,
I like making random cocktails.
It's fun.
I've been too lazy lately.
That's the thing. It always seems like a good idea, but there's always like an ingredient that you're like, I don't want to go get that.
It's good. I like this. It is definitely not like if you want a super sweet cocktail, do not do this.
Mm-mm.
But it's complex and pretty dry, and I like that part of it. My only complaint is that there's a little too much lemon. But
I agree. This one. I don't know. I wish there was a way to like standardize it. I mean, obviously you could like buy lemon juice, but I think maybe if you squeezed a bunch of lemons and had them together, it would even out. But this one is definitely more like lemony than the ones I've had before it. I've also found if you shake it pretty hard, it kind of mutes the whole thing. So if you do that, like you could definitely make this with, they have other Amaros that are cheaper. And I'm like, it might be worth it. But I don't know. The aftertaste is interesting, and it kind of develops for a while. It's also extremely drinkable.
I think it's good. Anytime a cocktail doesn't blow me away with sweetness, that's a good start.
Yeah. Because it's kind of a light color. You might guess that it's...
Like, I think an Aperol slash Campari in that area is supposed to kind of be like a grapefruit liqueur type flavor.
Yeah, like the bitterness comes from...
But like the bitterness from it.
And yeah, I had one the other day that really... It reminded me so much of grapefruit. And that's why I was like, he might like it.
I love grapefruit.
This one's much more lemon pronounced than
another
one I had, but I still like it.
I still think it's good. I'm not trying to take away from that.
It just feels like if you had to make a drink, a bunch of people would need to like, but it's not extremely sweet. I don't know. This one just feels like a very, it's easy drinking, but it's still interesting.
I'd just buy a case of Busch Light at that point. Who's going to be upset about that?
It's funny because I was looking up things you could do with Amaro that aren't just this one drink. And one of the things was like, if you put a little bit in a like cheap beer, even, it makes it pretty interesting. I haven't tried it yet. It seems very weird, but who knows?
I have a natural light with me today, so.
I wish that was true. Do you actually?
We should try that. I wish that were true, John. It's true.
It's true.
I could show it to you.
I don't believe you.
Interesting. This is a paper
plane.
I think it's good.
Paper plane. It's
go to your local bar and just like record your bartender's face when you ask for it. And then when they turn around and then clearly Google it and see if they have the components.
They'll have at least two and not one of them.
I think they'll have maybe everything except the...
Amaro.
The botanical thing.
It's, I don't know, it's gaining in popularity a lot. I had heard about it on a podcast, unfortunately. I won't name it. Clearly rivals. But I was like, I want to try it. I don't know, I think it's good. It's more of a probably summer drink, but...
I think Aperol just kind of has that vibe about it. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Even though it's not like super refreshing in itself, but...
Yeah, it just weirdly goes with it. I also bought some Prosecco to try Aperol Spritz, but we're not doing it on pod, so it's non-canon.
It's a Nick John thing.
It's non-canon.
Non-canon. We're going to hate it.
Nick Cannon. God, I wish you were Nick Cannon. Ugh. I hope this doesn't ruin the rest of the podcast, but now I just keep wishing I was podcasting with Nick Cannon.
I'm at least like 80% of Nick Cannon.
By volume? Like, what do you mean?
Damn it.
Okay. Anyway, I'll try and forget that.
It's tough.
I don't know.
Job interviewing as a Nick is tough because everyone always says, I wish you were Nick Cannon.
And
it's difficult.
Once they can't have Nick Cannon, they're like, at least Nick Cage. And you're like, oh, I'm Nick Uncaged.
Then that's when I walk out.
That's... Like,
there's a point in an interview where it's not worth pretending
you're not
like,
getting
you care
the
anymore. You just leave. They ask you a question. You're not interested. You know they want Nick Cage.
You can see them.
Just go.
They're thinking about Nick Cage. They're just trying to come up with questions. Yeah.
It's not.
Why do you think you'd be?
They're going to appreciate it as well if you just walk out.
Yeah. It's
they're
for
like,
everyone's sake.
I don't think that guy was Nick Cage, is what they'll
or
say.
Or Nick Cannon, especially not Nick Cannon. But
yeah.
You're like, I've seen Drumline a lot. And they're like, yeah, but, you know, we all have.
Okay, watching Drumline does not make you Nick Cannon.
Right. If it was, we'd all be Nick Cannon.
We'd all be Nick Cannon, but we're not. The fact is there's one, and we're not all Nick Cannon. That makes sense.
Unfortunately for all of us. But I don't want to stew on not being Nick Cannon for too long.
We shouldn't. Instead, maybe I should introduce what I've brought today for you.
I've heard it's a snack, but that's all I got.
It's a snack. I think you're going to be into it.
Hmm.
So lately, I've been pretty into the chocolate world.
Oh.
So that's where we're at today.
Whoa, okay.
We're in the world of chocolate.
All right.
The very specifics of what we have.
I'm in a hate.
Part of me would have been surprised that this was like a popular thing.
Okay.
But I guess it is. John.
I'm saying sea salt almond dark chocolate Ghirardelli. Okay.
Dark chocolate with sea salt and almond.
Love that.
Okay. First off, I was like, I think this is something John would be super into.
Yes.
To change your chocolate to make it salty.
Yep. Love that.
He's into that. Almonds with it. He's told me he likes Hershey's almond a lot.
Even as a child.
But then on top of that, this is supposed to be dark 70% range.
Yeah.
Right?
And this is like a nice chocolate brand.
Ghirardelli is known for pretty good.
Yes.
So what else could we have here? Right?
Yeah.
So this is one I know we've seen.
Yep, Lily.
So I wanted like a Lindt, but I couldn't. They didn't have the same thing.
Sure.
So I'm a little surprised. I'm a little bummed about that. Surprised. There's four.
Oh my goodness.
Theo, I kept seeing them and grabbing them because I was shocked that almond and sea salt and dark chocolate were all together.
I wouldn't have guessed there's four of these.
There's so many brands, but I recognize these three. Ghirardelli, Lily's, and Choco Love. Mm-hmm. But do you recognize this?
Yeah.
This thing? I didn't know the name of it. And then this last one.
Theo?
I
didn't recognize that.
Said organic fair trade, but it just matched. And I was like, whatever. I see one more. Might as well grab it because I had these three already. I was like, screw it. Why not a fourth? So we're going to have some pretty damn dark chocolates.
Yeah.
With sea salt and almond.
Love that.
Right? Because the last time we did dark chocolate, there was like Hershey's Dove and there's one. Right?
Yes.
Oh, Cadbury.
Cadbury.
And I feel like this is kind of the next level up.
Yeah, but these are definitely.
But we're then going to complicate it, right? Because I think John's preference for chocolate, dark chocolate, is closer to maybe a 70%.
Probably, yeah.
Probably in that range. I me as well. But then to add a sea salt and almond, I think is interesting.
Yeah.
We're going to see.
Oh, yeah. These are all right around
70. Because there's a part of me that when I go and get like a 70% chocolate, there's a part of me that says that, yeah, they're all the same.
Right, because you're getting closer to like just that specific compound.
Which is why part of me wanted to test it, because I'm like, I don't think they're actually the same.
But then also, your percentages of salt, the quality of the almonds, there's a lot there.
That's part of it. And I think whichever one wins here today, I'm going to be interested in going forward. Because, just the category itself is something I'm into.
I'm looking at these and I'm getting pretty excited to eat these.
That's good. And the one thing to call out is apparently Lily's is stevia sweetened. There's 70% chocolate, so I'm not sure we're actually even going to notice.
Probably, yeah. No.
But apparently Lily's is stevia. I don't know. I didn't know that.
They're also fair trade.
Fair trade. I'm not sure on Choco Love. But in general, fair trade's better. You know, it's better not to have slaves getting your cocoa beans.
You don't see that advertised as much.
But whatever.
Borderline slaves.
But either way, I don't know. I think this is interesting. I like chocolate a lot.
Yeah.
But a lot of times when I'm getting brands like this, I'm like, is anything on sale? And I grab it.
Yep.
Is there a huge difference between them? I actually kind of think that's interesting because I'm not sure. Maybe they're all the same. I don't fucking know.
And you can look at like proportions of almonds in there and how much salt. There's a lot going on in these. I imagine this is going to be.
There's really, it's a balance of three things.
Yep. The chocolate, the salt, and the almond.
That's why we're here today.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you what's
John's
best
into it. You're into it?
Very much so.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I was a little concerned, but.
I mean, you knew it was a home run for me.
I knew it was good for you, but I guess I'm still concerned. But
well, sometimes you got to be scared. That's nothing wrong with that. It's pathetic, but that's fine.
Shit. Let's get these on a thing. We can start eating some chocolate.
Let's start eating some chocolate. We'll be back. And we're back. We got a bunch of chocolate.
We have four. I'm not sure we've said it.
Yep.
We have Ghirardelli. Lily's, which I'm pretty sure is everywhere.
Yep.
Which is from Colorado.
Oh. Choco Love.
Choco Love, which is also from Colorado, I believe.
Oh,
and
weird.
Then Theo, which is from like Washington or something. I don't know.
Okay. Do you know where Ghirardelli's from?
The back of it said... Made in San Francisco since 18, blah, 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 blah. And that blew my mind. I thought it was European. So
I did too.
I don't know. Let's move on.
All right.
I think originally European, but I wouldn't be shocked if they had like a San Francisco
treat
chocolate factory or something. I don't know. I think they're originally California. Not California. Europe. What am I? What?
So Europe's sort of the California.
Don't worry about that. We have a lot of chocolate here.
We got a bunch of chocolate. I'm not going to look too closely, but these look very similar.
I'm doing my best. I've actually glanced over, and I thought I was going to know what they all were. They kind of look similar, and if I don't look, sometimes if I don't look, and especially when they're food, it's easy not to.
Yep.
You can just pop it in your mouth and eat it.
Remain unbiased.
That's going to hopefully make me as unbiased as possible.
Yes.
Whenever you do a chocolate, sometimes it feels weird that like a Hershey's is in here. But I'm trying to kind of go above that.
Yeah.
Right? Because they have like a milk and almond. They don't have a dark and almond.
Right.
especially not with sea salt, and definitely not 70%. So
I feel like they would be very outclassed, but
I think so. And that's kind of where we're at. Like some of these, like you don't recognize the brand names, but you recognize the packaging, right?
Yeah. If you saw these, you'd recognize
would
most.
If I would have said Lily's, would have you said like chocolate? Cause I don't think I would have, but seeing it, I'm like, for sure.
I don't know if you said chocolate, but.
And the same as Chocolate Love. I never would have known. But like once I see it, I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's
everywhere. You'd recognize
that's it. That's kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
Regardless. I like me some chocolate. I like me some sea salt. I like me some almonds.
Let's see how they play together.
Let's hope it's good.
I hope that.
You know?
I'd be astonished if these were all bad.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Ready to get in?
Yes.
Okay. First one's great.
Yep.
So, like a 70% chocolate has a lot of like acid to it,
yeah,
right?
It's acidic.
It's definitely pretty acidic.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good. That's pleasant. Like that, like almond and kind of salt. I don't know. I like that.
It's it develops a lot as you eat it. So it's like a, it's not just like you chew it a couple of times. That could be the rub of some of the cheaper ones. They're a little one note. I would say I didn't feel that way about this one at all.
It wasn't like sometimes with like a sea salt thing, it's like too salty. But like I felt the salt, but it didn't like overdo it. I don't know. I think it was overall a good balance of the three things. Like I knew they were all there, but none of them really overpowered, which is good. I think that's a good start.
Yeah.
Number one, set the bar in a pretty good place.
Pretty high.
These other ones might be able to hit it, but hey.
Or the bed might be full tonight. Of scat. Oh.
Number two, the almonds might be lost.
Sure.
My first impression is kind of just like a really good sea salt chocolate.
Yeah, it was interesting because it started out and I didn't get the acid at all. It was like sweet and dark. Then there was like a bump of almost sour and like salty. And then it finished sweet. But yeah, the less almond flavor for sure.
Man.
Still really good though.
It's occurring to me. We're the loser today. The guy who's behind the tree.
Yeah, we have a tree.
Might be pretty skilled. You know what sure. I mean?
We need those guys behind the tree sometimes. For the tree's sake.
I'm with you.
You don't need to just be losers.
We're two in and I'm like, oh, we might be at a pretty high level of chocolate.
Yeah.
These are great. How often do you buy yourself like a chocolate bar? Like there's a while where I just wouldn't, but lately I've been super into it. I'm just super into like dark chocolate.
I went through a phase where I would for a while, and then I haven't lately.
This is a nice little addition to just like a nice dark chocolate bar, which yeah. I like just getting like a super like, oh, it's 80%. Like, fuck it. Let's go.
Yeah. I'll have one bar a night.
Like one bite, you mean?
Like one cube. You know what I mean?
Okay. Cool. Did you see number three?
Yeah. Feels a lot more acidic.
It's a lot. I think number three is the darkest chocolate, like so far.
Could
like,
be.
That's like a really dark chocolate.
Even if it's the same percent, maybe it's just like sweetened less or something.
There's a couple of them that tell you it's like 70%. The other ones don't.
Yeah.
This one almost feels darker. Oh, wow. But because of that, the almonds kind of lost to number three.
Yep.
Even more so than number two.
Definitely.
But the salt is not like that. What lives on my palate after drink eating number three is just like a saltiness. That's kind of pleasant.
Yeah.
All three so far. Great.
And different.
They're all pretty different. I like, seriously, I wanted to do this because every time I thought about doing this, I was like, they're the same.
Right.
Like, wait, maybe that's why I do it. Maybe that's the point.
That's why we're here.
To make sure they're not the same. I think we have a task ahead of us, John.
Yeah.
I say number four. It's similar to number three in the fact that it's like a really good, super dark chocolate, but some of the other components are lost.
I feel like it's saltiest, but I get more almond from this one.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. But the almond almost blends in with the chocolate. It's not like a separate thing. Whoa. These are all very different.
They're all very eatable.
You mean edible?
Uh-huh. They're all edible and eatable. Wow. It's funny because this is the type of chocolate bar I wouldn't seek out, but this is kind of what you want in this chocolate bar. Like,
so what would you normally seek out?
Like, maybe more if I see like a dark chocolate and caramel or something.
Oh, okay.
But like, it feels like milk chocolate and caramel is more prevalent.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm not as interested in. So I want like either a dark or like, I mean, that the sweet, the, like the saltiness is great. I don't know. Maybe yeah. This should be what I go for.
Could be a sea salt caramel thing though.
Maybe. But when I bring it home to my wife, she doesn't like almonds very much.
So they'll be yours.
God.
All of a sudden Nick's gonna be like,
that's diabolical,
getting more of these.
Also great. Oh no, John keeps giving me all these dark chocolate almond. Oh no,
he keeps making me buy them every week.
You want them, right? No.
What?
I guess I'll eat it.
Did I mix that up? Oh man, this is gonna be tough.
I've had each of them once. I'm pretty concerned to keep going through. Because they're all good, but different.
I think I'm going to go
rapid fire.
Reverse Bang Queen's Gambit version.
What?
It's just there's two alternations of the reverse where I go 1-2-3-4-3-2-1 or 1-2-3-4-4-3-2-1. You asked. You said what? That's on you. This one, I'm going 4-3-2-1.
Oh, man. I'm a chocolate boy.
Chocolate's so good.
When I eat a chocolate like that's dark like this, it's just like, I don't understand how people are like, yeah, milk chocolate. No. This is just amazing.
I feel like that maybe comes from, it's self-fulfilling where you're like, I don't like dark chocolate, so you don't buy these. So you haven't had like some of the higher versions of it. I feel like milk chocolate's easier to do on the low end.
It's worth noting, John and I are into the bitter taste spectrum.
Okay, that's a decent point.
Right, we like alcohol straight. Like, there's a lot of bitter flavor notes that you and I appreciate. Okay. Some people just don't like bitter, which is fair.
Sure.
Like, they try to avoid it, and that's part of what this is. But yeah. God, the best part is I'm not really paying attention to what they are, so I don't know. My only regret is I wanted some bigger brands to be here. Like, I wanted Lindt.
Sure.
Like, Tony's is a big chocolate brand.
What does Tony's look like?
They're like the big-ass, thick-ass bars.
Okay.
I guarantee you if I showed you a picture, you'd know.
Are the packages kind of cartoony?
I think so.
Okay. I think I
like, there's not like cartoons, but the colors maybe are.
Yeah.
But they're thick and big, and what I've had is good. But they didn't have.
I've never had that one.
They didn't have a variety here, so I just didn't include them. But I mean, wanted to.
We got four.
We do, but a couple of them might be a little obscure.
But. Sure. But you'll find some of these. And we got the internet now, baby.
I don't.
Well, no, I mean the testes.
I bet each of these twice now.
I'm one shy, but man.
John, I like chocolate. I like dark chocolate.
These are good. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Right now, there's one that's kind of jumping out as the worst.
I don't have that.
The other three are all amazing. So, like, at least I have something, but hey, sometimes it's tough.
Sometimes it's
but
tough.
We're professionals. That's what we do.
We'll get through it.
We'll get through it. We'll give you something. Have you ever bought a dark chocolate almond with sea salt?
No.
Might that change?
That might change.
These are amazing.
And I might try some other stuff too.
Holy shit. These are good. Okay. We could do prices real quick.
Yeah. Because I noticed they were different sizes, obviously. The
they were different sizes. See. Like, Lily's and Choco Love were both smaller.
Yeah.
I would say. Ghirardelli's was decently big. But there is obviously a thickness component as well. But they seem kind of close in that regard. But Lily's, which is apparently sweetened with stevia. God. FYI, I've had all four. None of these taste like anything like stevia to me. So I don't think you should change your opinion based on that.
Yep.
But Lily's was like almost $6, which is pretty expensive.
Sure.
To be honest. Then Choco Love, which was like the same size, was like $4. Right? So that's 2/3 of the price.
Wow.
Again, not sure that one's better. We'll get there. But then like Theo and Ghirardelli were closer to the same size and thickness, and Theo, which was like the organic one, was $4.50, but then Ghirardelli was like $5. So
okay, so they're somewhere between $4 and $6.
Yep.
Okay.
Lily's was definitely the most expensive, and Choco Love was probably the cheapest.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how you.
I mean, $4 for like six. You know, you could eat like a cube of this.
You're probably not going to eat this whole bar in one sitting.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you do, like, I don't know, but.
I mean, I could do it in a day for sure.
Maybe in a day, but like, you're not going to sit down and eat the whole bar. But.
Yeah. Do you feel like 1 and 2 are closer than 3 and 4? 3 and 4, I feel like, are more. A little bit more acidic and salty, and 1 and 2 are a little sweet and like nutty, maybe.
I'm not sure I'd split them up in that way.
Okay. It's just after a couple passes, still feeling it out. I don't even know where to go next.
Just go for it.
I banged and reverse banged.
Reverse, reverse bang.
Genius. Do you think one's the most almondy?
Yes, I was literally thinking that. Number one is the most almondy. If you're looking for an almond chocolate, I think number one's your answer.
Yeah.
But it is definitely not the most sea salty.
No. Still brings the chocolate, though.
Brings the chocolate, brings the almond. If there's one of them that's missing the sea salt, it's number one.
Yeah.
So, what are you here for? Maybe that's the question.
Yeah. These often get philosophical.
I don't believe in philosophy.
Don't believe it exists?
No.
I agree.
It's fake. I think 2 and 4 are the closest. For the record.
Okay.
So that's why when you're splitting them up between 1, 2, and 3, and 4, I was like, I just don't know.
I think what I was splitting up, maybe, I still haven't gone back to 2. 3 and 4 might be the saltiest. I think that's what I'm getting.
I think as it went, we went down the line, they almost seem to get more salty. So okay. I'm with you. Oh my God. John, these are great chocolates.
I know. I just had 4, and the aftertaste give me some of that like porter stout. Like, I mean, obviously those are having chocolate flavors, but it's just complex.
I think I need a whole nother trip through to really get where I'm at.
The good news is, if you buy one of these, if you like dark chocolate, almond, and salt, you're probably not going to miss. Depending on the proportions you like, there might be better ones, but... I mean, do you feel like if Hershey's had a dark chocolate, they would even be remotely close to this?
Dark chocolate with almonds?
Dark chocolate almonds?
No.
I think it would have been a blowout.
All they have... So their special dark I like...
Sure.
I like their special dark. Do I think it compares to any of this? No.
Right.
But at the same time, they don't use like the sea salt type of component.
No.
Right? Not that I know of.
No.
It's just, they're just really hampering themselves there.
Yeah. But it's probably a cost saving thing.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, you don't see their special dark everywhere.
No.
So if it were popular, it would be more ubiquitous, so... Sometimes I feel like I should bring something that I'm super into right now, and it always pays off.
I'm
eating tons of chocolate right now.
I don't know why you're all nervous for this.
I don't know. Like, I think to most people, like a super dark chocolate with sea salt and almonds, like, why would I buy that at all? I understand why you, John.
Oh, you're nervous as an episode.
Yeah, like, John is like, yeah, of course I'd
eat that. I'm definitely down.
Right? Oh, yeah, I'd eat that all day.
I gotcha.
I'm close.
This is the most notes I've ever taken on an episode.
You're just writing about what I'm wearing, too, so...
Oh, I didn't think you could see that.
Apparently, I'm just...
Slutty.
Stealing the show. What? No.
It's also funny, because we're like, I don't think you'd sit down and eat a bar of this. We're probably... We're not at a bar, obviously, but it goes down pretty easy. Like, it's quite good.
It's very good.
Sometimes also with sweets, you hit a wall, but I'm still kind of chowing through these.
When you have 70% dark chocolate, or more even.
It's not cloying.
It's not super sweet.
Right. Okay.
Got it all, John. I've got it all. And the thing I'm most proud about is the guy behind the tree deserves it the most. You know, there's a top three, and the fourth one's a little lesser for me.
Okay.
So, I'm happy about that.
Curious to see what one it is.
The other three are amazing. So, my other variation was, so I found Lindt with hazelnut, and I was like, what if I put dark chocolate Lindt with hazelnut in, just to see if it were any different?
I bet it'd be different.
I think that's why I didn't do it. I was like, I bet it's way different.
Yeah. Because they're not shying away from flavors in these.
The almond's good, but like, it's almond, right? So, I've got my order. I got everything. Whoever thought to put sea salt with chocolate?
I'm a fucking genius.
Good job.
Yeah.
That guy, good job. You really changed the world. It really helps.
It makes a big difference.
Yeah. This is a situation where number four is a good chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
You should buy number four. Maybe not as much as the other three, but...
By number four, he means the worst.
Yeah. They're all good. Dark chocolate, sea salt, and almond? Great. I've eaten so much chocolate.
But it's so good. You say that and you go for more. And that's a testament to how good these are.
It's like they're so, like, not too sweet, where you feel like you can just eat them and they're fine. It's not that bad. When things are too sweet, like, it tells your brain, like, hey, calm down.
Yeah. You should slow this up.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm good.
I just did a victory lap, and I was already like, does this change anything?
Wow. My one and two are so... My gold and silver are so close.
I'm curious to see what your tree is.
So, silver, good job.
Yep.
You're not quite gold, but... So close.
Tough.
So you think, you don't even think there's a clear number four?
I mean, I have my number four.
Okay.
I'm curious to see if we match.
Should we do it?
Let's do it.
For me, the guy behind the tree, number four, kind of deserving. I think there's a clear top three. Fourth is kind of lag behind.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's number three.
Okay. I said number three as well.
It's just like more like... bitter, kind of dark chocolate, not as much almond or sea salt. And, you know, it's fine. It's good.
Yeah.
But it just kind of lags behind the competition.
Yeah, to me, it felt like they didn't fit together as well. Like, the other three are kind of a whole taste thing that goes together. And number three, it's like you had the elements, but they didn't really line up. It's like, okay, that's a little bitter, and then there's all the salt.
Yeah.
And then it's gone, and then it's, like, kind of sweet.
Number three was... Okay, so we agreed.
The
fact that we agreed number three was behind the tree...
Not good for number three.
It's not great. I
still good.
Still good. Maybe there's a clear top three.
Okay.
Sorry, number... Number three.
Number three.
All right. Who's who gets the bronze medal?
Bronze? For me. This is number four.
Okay.
Would you go?
Number one.
Oh...
Okay.
Interesting. We'll see how this shakes out then. I guess we'll just go for gold. Nick, what's your gold?
Number four.
Mine is number one.
Okay, so three people tied for number one. For me, number four had like the best chocolate followed by the strongest salt.
I agree with that.
There was like a, ooh, I like this chocolate. And then it was like, I'm salty as fuck as well.
I see where
you're
going.
Ooh, I like that. That's why it won. Number two had like maybe the best straight up chocolate to me.
Yeah.
But like the saltiness / almond were a little lacking.
Okay.
So that's why number two got silver. I think number four as a cohesive like bite of like salt, chocolate, almond was the best.
Would you say it's possibly lacking in the almond, though?
Possibly.
I said number one because it brought the most almond, and I was like,
"Wait, number one's your favorite?" Okay.
I was like, you know what? I want chocolate and almond. The almond was there. That one might have been lacking a little in salt.
Oh my God, we almost ate all these.
More professionals. Ugh. And we both went down to the philosophical. I went more like, I want the almond to be there. It did lack a little bit of the salt. Two, I said, was the most straightforward, maybe.
I think two might have been the best so balanced. Good.
Yeah, it might have been the best
balanced. But it didn't stand out in any way. Like, it was like, ooh, this is a really good chocolate. But, like, none of the three components, like,
yeah.
Maybe that's the difference. Like, I think number four specialized in the chocolate to salt. Number one might have specialized in the almond.
Yep. And then two is just well balanced, which,
hey,
strong team player. And if you get any of these, look, you're not going wrong.
I think we agree number three might be the one not to get, but
sure.
But what is it?
I don't know.
What is number three?
Now, what are your guesses on these?
Which one do you want to start with?
Let's start with the tree. Who's behind the tree, Nick? Who do you think?
I think number three is Lily's.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I said Theo.
Okay. We're going to have some different guesses.
Yes, it appears that way.
We're going to have some different guesses.
Let's go two.
Number two, who we both agreed with silver.
Yes.
We're cool with that. Ghirardelli.
I said Lily's.
Oh, wow.
What did you think number one was?
Number one, John's favorite, my bronze. Number one, I said Choco Love.
We agreed on Choco Love. The other ones were all flipped.
John,
I said four was Ghirardelli.
John loves Choco Love.
I Choco Love it.
Maybe.
Let's go loser.
Someone is behind a tree. John Who and I agree. It was Lily's. I was right.
Oh, Lily's. Were they the most expensive?
Yep.
Oh.
They were the one with stevia as well.
Tough.
It didn't quite work out, Lily's.
Oh, they were the one with stevia.
I see you literally everywhere. Maybe I'm not never going to buy you.
Yep.
That's not a great advertisement.
After this episode comes out, probably going to not see them everywhere.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. Well, hope you guys can find a way to make it.
I do too.
I hope you find a way. We'll check number two next.
Strong silver contestant.
John and I both agree it's silver. He is wrong. It's not Lily's. That's all we know.
Yeah.
We know that. It's fine.
Kind of hope this is Theo, honestly.
Number two is Ghirardelli, which is what I guessed.
Oh, are you on a roll right now?
Yeah. I mean, the fact that you're not sure is confounding to me, but yeah, I'm on a roll.
I'll check the last one to make sure he's not cheating.
Number four, which is my gold medalist. Theo.
Is that what you guessed?
That's what I guessed.
Nick cheated. I mean, we got to check number one.
I cheated.
Nick
to be fair, John's right. I cheated. Number one is Choco Love, but that's what John guessed. He guessed his favorite as well.
Yep.
Okay. John loves Choco Love.
Wow. Wait, what was four?
What? Number four was Theo.
That one was Theo. Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Theo, which kind of advertises itself as like the fair trade, like high-end version, but it's maybe actually the second cheapest, so.
I mean, there was another one on here, I can't remember which one, that was also fair trade and weren't advertising, so maybe they should.
I think Lily's was, right? No. Yeah, Lily's said they were fair
Lily's.
Trade as well.
It was Lily's.
But the fact that they charge like $2 extra.
Yeah. And they got
Guys,
last.
Guys, I don't know.
They got agreed upon last.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That is kind of... I think they just leaned into the chocolate too much. When you're going to come out here and say we got almonds and sea salt, like, it can't be the same as your dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you make that too. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Like,
I think they also leaned a lot into their packaging and their branding. Put that money in the chocolate, gang. Look, if I compared it to another chocolate bar, probably still be excellent.
It was excellent.
Yeah.
But you're probably not going to buy it. Let's be real.
I'm probably not. These other ones exist.
You know for a fact that these other ones exist.
And they're close to me.
If you find Lily's, you're going to find Ghirardelli. And yes. You just pick that over it. So,
yep.
Sorry.
And I feel like I see Choco Love a decent amount.
I see Choco Love everywhere.
Yeah.
So,
I Choco Love them. So
you might as well buy that one. You really, I mean, hey, it's good. But
And your favorite was which one?
Theo, which is probably the rarest of all of them. But
yeah, of course. That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
Wow. I didn't expect them to be this interesting, honestly. I thought they were going to be good.
I legitimately was scared to do this because I was like, yeah, they're all the same thing. Like,
that's always the fear.
Chocolate's the same. Like, especially a super dark chocolate, I thought was literally the same thing.
What we learned, even if they are, the amount of sugar, the amount of salt, and the amount of almond varies wildly.
Yeah.
Turns out these were very different. And very good. Yeah, this is always one that I think about doing as well. But it's just tough because
every chocolate company wants to put their logo on. Yes.
They want to put a logo on, and then if you decide to go a flavor, you're like, do they all have this flavor? I would have never guessed almond and sea salt would have been on there, but
I went to chocolate thinking I was just gonna maybe find a dark chocolate sea salt and found it was easier to get a dark chocolate sea salt and the almond.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Blew my mind. I was like, I guess almond makes it easier to find. So otherwise, I would have struggled to find three.
And you know, I love a damn almond.
Where this, I easily found four. And there actually, I think there was a fifth one there, too.
God damn.
So.
This was a wild one.
It's wild, but like, I'm a boy that likes chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. John is, too. Is his preference a Dorito? Sure.
Well, I mean, if you're bringing that into it. Wow. There's room for both. No, but I have been, honestly, I keep looking at these types of things and nothing jumps out immediately and I just keep walking by, but I think this is enough that I'll be like, okay, I'll explore this brand and all their other stuff. Cause I see a lot of fruits too. I feel like you see a lot of orange. You see a lot of,
like, I think
raspberry, maybe coconut.
Yeah. I think Choco Love had an entire shelf.
Oh yeah.
Like an entire row was Choco Love.
Yep.
So I think if you like this brand, you should definitely explore more.
I may do that to the detriment of my waistline, Nick.
Well.
It's not doing well anyway, but.
I'm happy you said that.
But yeah, it opens the door to other ones as well. Plus, like, even the plain kind. Because it worked out surprisingly well that if you, like, break them up and don't look, it's pretty good.
You gotta have the discipline to not look. Here, I mean, granted, I got them all right. I kind of knew which one Choco Love was with number one.
I was pretty sure because they looked like bulbous.
Beyond that, I wasn't actually sure.
So, the other three, I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't actually know between the other ones. Yeah. So I just kind of got lucky.
Choco Love
I kind of knew Choco Love was like in sort of like nuggets type thing. Yeah. I don't know. But
They're like little Tide Pods.
Yeah, but which also good.
Tide Pods later.
We'll do them later, but as for now, we should put in the thumbs up.
Yes. That'll probably be a knockoff knockout, I assume. But hey, let us know. Do you want us to do Tide Pods next? Do you want to just do other chocolate next? Let us know. Nick and John Podcast at gmail.com. Taste Test Dummies on Twitter. And until next time.